keeping you up to date with all the latest SEO and web development news. With a little flavour added in.
Well, now let's have a little bit.
Detroit Style, the Trademark Productions weekly podcast radio show, coming live from Detroit.
Well, actually, Royal Oak. No one really lives in Detroit anymore.
It's a beautiful Friday, and we're here live, talking like we normally do. And some of the great topics we have today are going to be about identifying local influencers.
Yeah.
Did I say that right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And Clout now adding relevant social networks, such as Foursquare.
Yep.
So if you could move in so we can hear you on your mic a little bit more there.
How's this?
There you go. And in addition, we're going to have a very, very special podcast next week with a call-in on the road. We've been acquired to, actually Brian has, to drive a new, is it a Chrysler Fiat?
It's a Fiat.
It's just a Fiat, yeah. But it's owned by Chrysler.
Yeah.
Or Chrysler Fiat owns Chrysler. Anyways, Brian's, believe it or not, going to be driving a Fiat down to a Fiat event in Nashville.
Nashville, Tennessee.
And so he's going to be doing a lot of live social networking over the airwaves and through whatever type of cell signal he can get through the... Are you in the Sprint network?
I am with T-Mobile.
He's the T-Mobile network. So friends and family, if they're giving him the power, he'll be pushing that message for Fiat and for Trademark. And lo and behold, we're going to be doing a call-in podcast next week with Brian on the road. That should be very fun and interesting, but probably talking a little bit. He'll be 2 days into the trip and talking a little bit more in regards to how that effects of that have been, what's been the responses, and how the conversation's happening online. So look for that next week, but we're going to talk more about checking in and Foursquare integration into Clout. Brian, for the listeners that are illiterate, have been left behind and still have rabbit ears on their TV, what is Clout?
All right. So Clout, the best way to describe Clout is like a credit score for your social media influence.
You like to use that term.
It's a fitting analogy. It's the way I would explain it to my dad.
Okay.
All right. It's a way that my dad could understand. And I use my dad as the benchmark for, you know, people who are aware of technology, know what's going on enough to ask questions about it, but aren't fluent yet. So, there's Dwight messing with the sound effects again. What Clout attempts to do is provide a number, you know, a single number to indicate how influential a person is using social media networks.
Wait, hold on, we have to make that dramatic.
All right,
influential.
Clout measures your influence.
All right, we're good.
That's pretty good. Did you have fun? he's you should see him. His face is lit up like a little kid's right now. So what they do is they aggregate scores from Twitter and Facebook is how they started, and they measured things like how unique your content is, how many people retweet your content or rebroadcast it, how many people respond to you, how many conversations you engage in, and they figured that the more that happens on your account that's genuine, the more influential you are. And their business model is to attach influencers to brands that want to use social media to engage more people. So if a company like Fiat, for example, wants to have somebody drive one of their cars and talk about it, they're going to try and identify someone who is most likely to talk about it. And Clout is one tool that marketers have in their arsenal now to identify those people. So as social media, you know, becomes more prevalent and more people engage, Clout has to evolve to reflect that. And they recently, well, I don't know about recently, but a few months ago they added LinkedIn as a metric. So, you know, the more involved you are in LinkedIn, the higher your score. And
so let me understand this correctly, because it's becoming a little long-winded, although it's very informative. But for some of our listeners out there, Clout is a measurement tool that takes really your social media presence, how strong it is, how valid it is, how much you're contributing, how genuine it is, and gives you an overall score that is aggregated and changes from time to time.
Yes.
And changes from time to time could be daily or weekly.
Hourly. Watching it is like watching a stock ticker.
Okay. So Clout scores is based on how much of an influencer you are out there in the social networks.
Yes.
How does that work? Well, do we know how to manipulate this to help to sell larger clout scores? Can it be manipulated?
Of course, there's a lot of people that, you know, are asking that same question, and I'm sure there are people out there who would love to be able to answer that. But I honestly, I don't think anybody is talking about that yet. I don't think anybody has the ability to buy a clout score.
There's opportunity there. All right, so now one of the new things that happened is Foursquare now has become a part of clout as a metric.
Yeah, and it's very, very interesting to me because Foursquare is not a traditional social network in the sense that we think of Twitter and Facebook as a communication platform. Foursquare is a check-in service, right? So if for those who aren't familiar with Foursquare, basically you take your phone and anytime you're at a business or a venue, you check in and you say, I'm at, you know, McDonald's or I'm at the Fiat dealership. And, you know, the more people you connect with on Foursquare, they'll see that and ask what you're doing. You can leave tips like, hey, try the veal, you know.
I'm here all week. Try the veal.
Try the veal at McDonald's. Don't ever try the veal at McDonald's. So it's interesting because the first immediate question that comes to mind is how does it change your influence? How does checking into places make you a more influential person on social media, right? And it's not like you're broadcasting and talking to people, engaging them on Foursquare. So the question becomes, what's the killer feature there? And I think it's the location. And that's something that clout has not been able to measure yet.
Location popularity?
Right. So if I recommend a restaurant in Detroit, chances are most people who know me would listen, at least listen to my recommendation because they know I'm from here and they know I love the city and I eat at a lot of restaurants. If I were to recommend a restaurant in Topeka, or a city I've been to one time, like, say, Kansas City. I've only been to one restaurant in Kansas City in my life. So if I recommended that restaurant...
No, but it's a very brief thumbs up, thumbs down, with small comments type of a review.
Yes.
Consumer-generated reviews.
Yeah. If I check into a place on Foursquare and I leave a tip that says, hey, this place was great...
Try the veal.
Yeah. Then that means something. And I think what Cloud's attempting to do is measure that and measure that on a more local level.
Now, more on a localized level of... popularity for that location, that it should be attended to more, or is it more to, I'm assuming too, if people are checking in, it's just another metric added into how good your clout score is.
Yeah, but I one of the things that Cloud has done recently is rolled out a feature called Plus K, all right, kind of like the Google Plus one.
Ooh.
So you can give
Special K.
Yeah, you can give Plus K to people who you know are influencers, like personal recommendations. Like Dwight is very knowledgeable about SEO. So I can log into your clout profile, and since we're connected on clout, I can plus K you in
SEO. Don't forget to do that.
I won't. And I think what Foursquare is going to bring to the table is the ability to have sort of an automated way to do that. Like Brian checks into a lot of restaurants in Detroit. He's probably influential in regards to the food scene in Detroit. And they can turn around and offer that to restaurants. So now, if Clout wants to have a local salesperson go into a restaurant in Detroit and say, hey, we can connect
you. Why would Clout have a salesperson?
Well, they got to make money, right?
Okay.
So they have a person, and this is all theoretical. I'm just speculating as to how I think it would work or how it could work. Now they have some metrics. They can say, look, we have identified this list of 10 people in the Detroit area that check into all these different locations. They talk about Detroit. They talk about all the different things here. They're influential. Their clout score is high. There's a good chance that if you let them eat at your restaurant, they're going to talk positively about it if they have a good experience. So now Clout can sell that information. They can say, look, here's Brian Ambrosi. He eats all over town. People listen to him. They retweet his content when he talks about food. They check into his tips on Foursquare. And, yeah, here he is.
Fact of the matter is we're really embarking now on the evolution of social media and the measurement thereof and the validity of it transforming over into dollars for a merchant, for a business, for an individual.
Yep.
How do we transform that? It all goes back to the money. You know, follow the money back, and that's where you're going to find the answers. And I personally don't have the time, and I don't know that I have a ton of an interest, aside from personalized interests, when the time's available, to like talk about soccer or boxing. That's when I become more active with social networking, or would I go out of my way when I have a wonderful experience and know that I have these tools available to give them proper due or proper feedback in the form of a negative review for a merchant or something. So it's interesting and how this is evolving, and it's interesting about the, I guess, the monetary translations that we're going to see out of those, because that's what it really all ends up coming down to.
Well, I think we're at a point where we're seeing all, like you said, it's a convergence finally of all these, you know, these social networks have been developed. The platforms are there. People are using them. There's a demonstrated, you know, user base. Now, exactly, how do you make money out of that? And I think Clout is one of the companies that is attempting to solve that problem, and I think they may have it. They may have nailed it. Let's talk real quick about Spotify. So Spotify is a music service that launched in the UK, I believe.
Now, you're talking about this to give an example of the use of social media in a very creative way at a very, very light budget.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I think. We don't know what they paid Clout to do this. But
true.
To do what I'm about to tell you. So Spotify had no presence in the U.S. other than a few European people talking about how much they miss it or how cool it was. But it's basically a music sharing service, a music social networking service like Last.fm or Pandora, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm a Pandora fan.
They were launching in the U.S., and they decided that in order to make a big splash, they would attach to Clout. And they would say, so what happens is Clout offers free or you know initial Spotify accounts to Clout high people with high Clout scores.
Right, but also Clout does sell or the ability to have access to large scored individuals.
Yes, Clout can sell that information.
So that's another point we have to that's another point I need to make is that Clout measures the activity to really determine who are influencers. And the ability to have access to them to give them types of offers that are paid for. And are they up to par on following FCC guidelines?
Yes, actually they are.
So when these Spotify accounts would be given away and these high Clout holders were told to talk about it in different social forms.
Well, Spotify, there was no money changing hands. People don't have to pay for it, so it's not a... But Clout does have a perks program.
Where there is an endorsement.
Yeah, there is an endorsement, and Clout will they'll take. That's you.
Sorry.
Clout will sell the ability to endorse your product to
high
influencers. And those influencers do have to disclose that they received perks. As forms of compensation for FTC guidelines. What are you doing?
Sorry.
Okay. Anyways, Spotify launched with big fanfare yesterday. Nobody before yesterday, most people hadn't heard of it in the U.S. I hadn't heard of it. But all of a sudden on my Twitter stream, a lot of the people I follow who are influential all started tweeting pretty much the same thing. I got one of the first U.S. Spotify accounts because of my Clout score. Now, that does two things. Psychologically, it makes everybody else go, ooh, they're elite. They got a perk. They got something special that I didn't. Everybody wants to be a unique and special snowflake, right? So
first out there.
So now all those people, it's a bragging right. I got a Spotify account. Even if they don't care about what Spotify is or know what it is, they can say, I got it first because I'm special. That's a huge psychological tactic that works because then all the other influencers who follow that person say, oh, ooh, I want in on that. What is that? How come they got it and I didn't? So they check into the link that's provided, and guess what? They get a Spotify account too, and then they have to retweet the same thing. So it's like a virus almost. You know, it just spreads like crazy. I saw hundreds of tweets yesterday that said all the same thing.
A huge, awesome branding campaign.
Yeah, and now all of a sudden Spotify is being talked about all over the place, a service, again, that no one had heard of. And I'm pretty sure they probably didn't really have to pay too much for that privilege.
Yeah, I would think not either. And once that viralness gets moving, it's just going to spread upon itself like wildfire.
So Clout has a solid business model. I believe they can really use this, you know, separate the wheat from the chaff and, you know, find the influencers in the sea of the millions of Twitter users and Facebook users who are the people that you want to connect with.
All right. Before we wrap up, I want to talk about another real good case study that happened this week, and that's with one of our clients, La Fontaine Automotive Group. And they hit international press on Wednesday with their offer that they did with Groupon. And with Groupon taking the next step and going into large cash discounts or large couponing, where La Fontaine with Groupon gave a $500 off a newer used vehicle purchase for only $199. And immediately, first thing in the morning, they went across the wire all by itself and picked up by Reuters, picked up by the AP. And we've seen it in Time Magazine on their blog, New York Times, and then it went international over to Europe as well. So I guess that's the next level, the next point of where all of these coupons and social rewards, so to speak, in groups are going to go to, because everybody seems to trying to replicate the Groupon component. And I think you're going to see, well, Google's already into that program as well. And now with Plus taking off in a huge factoid this week, even since last week of us talking about it over the podcast, they're talking and estimating over 20 million members now on Google Plus, and that's spreading like wildfire. And a lot of people are really consuming a ton of time this week trying to figure out how Plus all works for them in a large sense of the fact. So that was pretty cool to be a part of that this past week, but I think there's a good evolution. So I think anybody listening, there's a number of different marketing and advertising components that can be utilized with social, probably in a very, very cost-effective manner. But just the creativity, the execution, and being first to market, I think, are really important, too, for those cost savings.
Yeah, and we're going to keep seeing new opportunities as these new social networks are born and evolve. It's going to be something, you know, something new every week.
Cool. And when are we going to see Google Plus with clout?
That's a good question, and that's what a lot of people are asking. You know, does clout, you know, some people have noticed that their clout scores have dropped this week, and it's because their Twitter and Facebook usage has declined because of the time investment in Google Plus.
Ooh.
So, of course, you know, that makes the person feel bad. Their clout score went down. What can I do?
I'm neglecting Facebook.
Yep. But really, that problem would be remedied if clout had access to Google Plus metrics. So I would be willing to bet that we will definitely see it sooner than later.
I am going to be willing to bet against you on that, for the simple fact of the matter is Google is very, very bodacious in not wanting to be a friendly playmate with a lot of their data. And I'm interested to see if there's going to be a partnership or something that's going to be formed out of that, or they're going to come up with their own type of rating mechanism. Because for them being trumped, having PageRank originally create the temperature gauge for how popular a website is, and now with Plus and Plus One, which is going to be influencing search results, why would they want to measure with a third-party type of demographic for data?
Well, I believe you can access other, you know, Google, if you're logged in, you can access other users' Plus metrics, I believe. Am I right on that? Not sure. Like, you can see the things that other people have plus one.
I have to look at that more, because that would be interesting to go through and actually, that would be awesome data. I'd love to get a hold of that API if that's true, because then you could actually create another third-party service that would probably whore out more and sell the actual data that you're scraping in a very easy to consume format to determine which people you want to outreach to.
And essentially, because that's what clout does.
Yeah, it's a separate channel though right now. I mean, with Google Plus as opposed to clout. So that's going to be the question on our blog this week. So votes is when are we going to see Google Plus show up in clout scoring metrics? Brian, what's your time frame for that?
I give it 3 months.
Okay, I give it plus 6 months. So vote for Brian in 3 months. Vote for Brian. Vote for Brian 3 months. Vote for Dwight 6 months plus. This is all the time we got right now, so we're not going to chew up your ear for too long. Thanks for tuning in. And next week, make sure you tune in to our live on the road satellite based broadcast with Fiat and Chrysler and Brian Ambrosi on the Trademark Productions SEO Web Talk Radio Show.
I suppose technically we are using satellites, right?
Thank you for listening to Trademark Productions Weekly Podcast Radio Show. Remember to submit your questions online at tmprod.com and subscribe to our newsletter and on iTunes. No copying of this can be reproduced without permission. Terms apply. Copyright TM Productions 2011. All rights reserved.